Hello everyone, it's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. Today I have a new tutorial for you, and this is based on a new product from Candaloo. I have shown one of their products before, which was to encode videos as far as being able to put them into a smaller file format. But anyways, this next product here that they just came out with is currently in beta. So let me just take you to their webpage here. And what this product is, it's called Image Brain. This product allows you to find multiple pictures of the same picture in different locations on your computer, whether it be on your main hard drive or external hard drives that are connected. So you are able to locate those. Why is that important? Well, sometimes you may have a picture, you may have renamed it, or you may have renamed it or kept the same name and saved that as a different file format. Maybe a smaller picture, you know, in dimension, or you kept a copy of the original in multiple different locations. And now a lot of these pictures are starting to take up a lot of size or space on your computer or external drives. And you may want to go ahead and get rid of those because you no longer need them. And that's where this product actually comes in very handy. Now, of course, like I said, it doesn't only find the image that is of a different name, a different file type, a different size. So it will find all those for you. Whereas some programs where they find duplicate files, they're only going to find it with the same exact name. And a lot of times you may have a picture or file that may have the same name, but they're not actually the same file. So that's what makes this program here pretty good. Anyways, let me go ahead and close out this window here and bring up their program. And when you first launch this program, you'll get a little quick start guide or mini guide and along with the widget. Now, there's a few ways to actually use this. First of all, we'll need to either select on local view, and we can select our picture this way, or as I prefer to do it, I like to use the widget itself, which is right here. This is how I prefer to use it. Now, you'll need to select the folder that you want to search. So, of course, you'll select your folder. Now, I've already chosen my pictures folder, so we'll go ahead and open that one up. The next thing you'll need to do is select the image filter value. What this is going to do is it allows it to find a picture either based on the same, almost the same exact type of picture, or at least very similar to the same picture. Now, the picture I'm going to use, regardless of whether I use low, medium, or high, you know, low, medium, or high, it's going to find the same exact picture. There are a few other pictures that I've used to try out where they've, even on high, because the picture was so similar, it would give me other pictures as well. Not very much, but it did give me a few. So while it's not 100% perfect, it still really helps a whole lot when you need to find these duplicate pictures. So I have a picture here on my desktop that I'll be using. This is one that I've scanned. I'm just using my scanner that I actually used for artwork for my CDs, and I tend to keep different copies. And like I said, I actually need to go ahead and delete some that I've done that way. But once we have this here, we'll just go ahead and click on run. And this will actually start to go and search through the folder that I've designated for it to search through, which is my pictures folder. Once it finds the pictures, it'll have a quick look view, and it'll also show the icon type, the path, and the signal intensity, basically showing just how close that copy it found is to the original image itself. And as you can see, we can go through the little quick look view here, or cover flow view, I mean. And you can see these pictures are actually different names and different file extensions. And they're all actually different sizes as well. So none of these pictures are really of the same size. So say if I select image rename JPEG, and we'll click on info. Now, as we can see on here, it shows the image JPEG, and that image size, it shows it in bytes and the dimension as well. So that's really a good thing there. And we can do this with other images that we have on here as well. And we can just scroll through them through the cover flow, and we can see the difference in sizes as well. And again, it's a different file extension. Now, say for some reason, and let me just slide the signal intensity over because some of these names are a bit long. I know that the JPEG image out of all the images is the image of the worst quality, where the other ones are either near perfect, or maybe I just need to keep using one for Photoshop, as I have here my PSD. So I can either navigate to that particular folder, or if you click on Add Photo, now we have that image that we have selected here, and we want to go ahead and delete that. Just go ahead and delete from Finder, and that picture is now gone. So that is one of the ways that you can either remove those pictures or keep them. So I hope this helps out a lot of folks that were either looking for a way to be able to find these duplicate images, maybe be able to save a lot of time. Again, as I said, this particular program is from Candulu, and let me just bring up their webpage again for you. So, candulu.net, and just look for their product called ImageBrain. So, again, hope this helped you out, and I hope that you find it very beneficial and useful. Anyways, as always, this is Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com, and as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.